Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll be reading Numbers 21, verses 9 through 4. The Bronze Snake. They traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom. But the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses and said, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food." Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us." So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, they lived. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word.
Amen.
I was thinking about the beautiful music by this choir and the praise team. Very good. And already I've heard all of these praise reports, which means you're totally thankful to God for what he's done. So we have a lot to be thankful to God for. We really do. On a daily basis, not here and there, but on a daily basis. But the question is, are we as thankful as we should be? A lot of times we may, not all the time, sometimes be thankful for something great just happened, you know, and you're just glad that God did it, you know. But when things don't go too well, you know, we may have complaints, and the thought might come, well, what do we have to thank God for? He did not answer the prayer that I prayed. But one of the things we say basically, not every Sunday, but many times in this church, is God is good. And then you say all the time, God is good. Okay, which is true, absolutely true. But do you take the time to thank God for those wonderful times and to thank him for being so merciful and for the help and guidance and direction he gives you? So we can say truthfully that God is good all the time. The title of my sermon is How Thankful Are You? Even though he is good, but how thankful are you? When you got out of bed this morning, did you thank God for giving you another day of life? Or did you just hop out of bed, went on your way, whatever your morning chores are, that's what you did, and wasn't really thankful that he allowed you to see another day, you know? I was talking to one of the members in the church, and this is her thing. She says every day when she gets out of bed, before, I think it says it's waking up in the bed, you know, and raising her hands to God and thanking him for giving her another day, you know? And we look at what is going on in society. We could all sit here right now, and in the next 2 minutes after walking out the door, anything could happen if God doesn't take care of us. Amen. So we need to be thankful. I mean, on a regular basis, not every once in a while, but on a regular basis. And we should never take God for granted. And we probably do, on some level, take him for granted, but we should never take him for granted. We think about just the many, many things that he has done for us. He's given us jobs, right? Homes, food, clothing, and we have families. we have friends, and we do have a sound mind. And a sound mind is important, very important. And if you know anybody who's mentally ill, you know it's a huge blessing that you have a sound mind. And to be thankful to God for that. I think about, and as you know, you hear, you listen to TV, radio, or whatever, constantly hearing the news. And I don't know if there is one day that passes that you hear about a shooting, that you hear about someone being killed, and that could possibly be any of us. But it is not us. Why? Because God has kept us under his protection. And I truly, truly appreciate his protection. And I never, you know, people say never leave home without it. Never leave home without asking God for protection. And the other thing I do not do is I never forget to thank him when I get back into the house and safely. And you can thank him for your protection upon your home, you know. You could be here. Anyone could break in your house or whatever, you know. So those are the things that I'm really thankful for and I think about on a regular basis. I was thinking, we have children, small children, older children, whoever, and they are out, you know, going to school, and it's almost impossible to let them play outside because you never know what's going to happen, you know, if someone would come by and there's shootings or whatever could take place. But think, God, he protects us wherever we are. I really think, and I might have said this before, but I think of places we might have been. And who knows, that might have been someone in there had planned to stick up the place, right? Or someone planned to even rob you. You were on the street, but you didn't know this. But God knows, and he might have changed that person's mind not to do that, you know. I was thinking about this lady that was in the church, and there were, I think, were two men behind her, and with plans on snatching her purse and doing whatever. And what happened? She continued to walk. And when she got to a certain point, she decided she was going to turn around and go back facing them. This is what she did. Just turned around and faced them and kept going down the street. And do you know, I think what happened to her, they were so surprised that she did this, because I think it takes a lot of courage. Somebody's behind you to do something, you turn around and you go past. But, and I think this, they just didn't know what to do at that point, so they didn't bother her anymore. So we don't know how many times God has protected us and helped us and guided us and directed us. We think about, there are many things going on. One issue I want to talk about, and that's health. We say a number of things. Well, maybe you don't pray about this, or maybe you don't thank God for a certain thing. Well, he knows that. I mean, that's your thoughts. He knows that. But the other part is, sure, he knows that. But he wants, they want us to pray about it. He wants us to be thankful for it. And I'm pretty sure, I know we have a number of illnesses right here in this church. I'm pretty sure that when you're sick, you have any illness, that you are not sitting there thinking, I'm not going to pray about it because he already knows about it. You know, everything else he already knows, you don't have to thank him or pray for. But when you become ill, you are going to take the time to pray about it, you know. So be thankful. Be thankful. One of the things I want to look at And that is the Israelites. Let's take a look at the Israelites. And we know they were truly unthankful people. And they even saw, they saw many, many miracles that God did. And they still were not thankful. I mean, I know, well, I won't repeat that because I've actually said that before about us. We wouldn't do it if we had been there at that time. But they did not thank God for delivering them from slavery, from suffering. And they suffered. They suffered many, many years under the hands of the Egyptians. And they wanted to be free of that. And then when God came along and he delivered them. But even though he delivered them, they were still complaining. They didn't like it. When they were away from Egypt, what were they thinking? They really wished they were back there. Complaining, complaining, complaining. So we know whatever he did, they were not thankful to him. In fact, they wished he'd, you know, just like, leave us alone. Let us stay here. That was the thought then. I mean, after they got out there and see they didn't have all the food and all the other things that they wanted. So we know they were very ungrateful. And if we take a look at ourselves, we can see at times when we have been ungrateful. We are, you know, we are. But I really, and then there are times people take time to be thankful. Just like some of the reports we had today of people, what happened, how God blessed them really, and that they are thankful for that. So we should be thankful all the time. They, the Israelites, they were whiners, complainers, and they had really bad attitudes. They really did. And if you think about it, only take, they say, that one bad apple. And that's really true. That's really true. You can get one person. It's like one person in this congregation. You could get one person in this congregation to start complaining, to start a rumor. And I would tell you, if they start a rumor, whatever, it's not going to be good, you know that, because people don't spread good news, they spread bad news, you know, and all. So anyway, so how, it won't take long. I guarantee they start that rumor, and before long, not a real long time, but it would be all over the church. Now, what about that good thing that took place? Is that going to be passed along? They ain't going to do that. So, huh? We find, I mean, when you take a good look, you will see, oh, the Israelites were complainers. Why did they complain all the time? And God did all that he did for them, protected them, and so on. But we do the same thing. We can do the same thing. And it is complain and whine and why is this, whatever it is. You know, even if you look at health issues, maybe we don't have the best health. You know, we have health issues. But the thing about it is it may be bad. But have you ever thought that your issues could be even worse? Your health could be many, many times worse than it is, you know. And so we should be thankful. We really should, because as that particular scripture, which we'll turn to later on, and where God, he says, good, bad, whatever, we are to be thankful to God under all circumstances. We are. We really are. Now, But what happens, if you think about this society, we want, it's almost an instant thing, you know? We want what we want when we want it, right? That's the way we are. Everything is instant. You can go to the store and get what? Instant anything, you know, if you want food or whatever. Instant, instant, instant. And I think sometimes we get caught up in instant things. When you look at this, it's like saying, how different are we from the Israelites? If we had been there, would we have complained? Would we have looked at God and just felt that he wasn't helping us the way we wanted him to and doing the things, he's not feeding us the way we want him to do? Would we have felt the same way? So the question is, how thankful are you? In Numbers 21, verse 4 through 9, in verse 4, it says, they traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom, but the people grew impatient on the way. Grew impatient on the way. Verse 5, they spoke against God and against Moses and said, why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the desert? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food, you know. But, you know, if you think about it, it's like a person who's complaining. That's complaining, he has nothing to eat, you know. Got a loaf of bread under his arm, you know, but he has nothing to eat, you know. And there's no bread, there's no water, and we detest this miserable food. Verse 6. Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, we sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us. So Moses prayed for the people. And I wonder if at that point, if we were in that same position, we have people complaining against us and saying all sort of things, and they say, come pray for us. If we'd be willing to go for it. It may be hard, you know, but Moses was that kind of person, you know, he was close to God. So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, make a snake and put it on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live. So Moses made a bronze snake and put it on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, he lived. And if you think about this, he had to put it on, he said put it on the pole. So it wasn't nothing like that size, you know. You got millions of people. So it had to be where everyone could see it. And so he put it on the pole. And the picture that it presents is a tall pole on top of maybe one of the, what, mountains or whatever it was. Anyway, it was real high. It was a pole that the people on this end and the people over on this end, either end, you know, because you, if you think about a million of people, a lot of folks, and all had to see. So it was a real tall pole that everybody can see. And it was made bronze. And that's because they were able to see that particular color better, you know. And then, you know, you got, to, as I was reading something, the sunlight hits the pole and the snake, you know, and everyone can see it. Now, think about this snake. They were very hard-headed, right? They were. Now, do you believe that there was anyone there who said to God, who said to Moses, "You can't tell me what to do. I don't want to look at that snake." You think anybody did that? They did not do that. They did not rebel at that particular point. They wanted to live. And they realized that God, he was serious. And that they had to obey him. And it's like a choice. In one way, it's like a choice because you can say, okay, I have a choice. I can either look at that snake that's on the pole, or I don't have to. So it's like choosing life or death. That's what it really comes down to, choosing life and death. And, of course, people want to live the same as we all want to live. But even though the Israelites, they experienced so many miracles, I don't know if you thought about it, all of the miracles that they experienced. Many things. You know, I mean, if I'm thinking about even like the Red Sea parting, you know, and other things that had taken place. And they had been walking in this desert for many years. And you know, they walked those 40 years and had even walked even longer than that, some of them. But God protected them. There's nowhere else that you see, although they're doing all of this walking through the wilderness where you have snakes and they mentioned scorpions and other things that you'd be afraid of, you know. But that wasn't a problem. It's only when they began to rebel against God and against Moses, and I know, you know, Jesus Christ is the God of the Old Testament, okay? And it's only at that point. And I guess he got sick and tired of them. You know, you would be sick and tired of people just complaining. You know, never a good word, just complain. And so this is like millions of people that were doing, you know, that had done this. So, and he protected them until that particular point. And that is when he had the snakes going through this group of people and biting them. And you know how when you see pictures, even if you see a movie or something, and you see pictures of snakes, you know, it's just slithering all over. Oh, this, it gets you. But for some reason, people tend to like to look at pictures and the snakes, you know, but it's scary. You know, it's like being scared at the same time and they want to see what's going on. So that was a very scary thing, people, the snakes crawling all around, you know, and being bitten. But God was really merciful to them. And he allowed them to have an opportunity to live. And you can be sure there was never one single person that did not look at that snake. And he didn't have to say it twice. First time, he didn't look at it. Okay. What it reminds me of is when Jesus Christ was on the cross. And yesterday we saw this play, Jesus of Nazareth, you know, which is fantastic. It was really great. Everybody enjoyed that. Cross, Christ on the cross. And I thought about the snake being up there, and he instructed Moses, say, let's have them to look at this snake, and they will live. And thinking about Jesus Christ being up here on this cross, you know. And we have he died for all of us. All of us. Past, present, and the future people. And the fact that he died for all of us and gave us this great opportunity that he has given us. But my question, have you ever took the time to thank God for calling you, for dying for you, for giving you the opportunity to have this great relationship with him. Have you ever done that? Have you ever thanked God for his Holy Spirit? Have you thought about the fact that you need his Holy Spirit to walk with you every day to help you to do the things that you should be doing? Because you couldn't do them without the Holy Spirit. And we could take some time to thank God for this, really, to thank him for this. Because without the Holy Spirit, we would be in trouble. And we know without the sacrifice that Jesus Christ had made, we're still in trouble, right? We are. But he's been merciful to us. He has saved us, given us the opportunity to have salvation. And we should be thankful there. You know, from time to time, just thank him, you know, that he is your heavenly father. Thank him for being your heavenly father. Thank him for being one of his children. Thank him. In Deuteronomy 8, 3 and 4, verse 3 and 4, and he says, to show you how, well, what God did for him, he humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord, and which we see in the New Testament. We find that in the New Testament, the same thing. We don't live by bread alone, but every word of Jesus Christ. Verse 4, your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during those 40 years. Can you imagine that today? If you had to get about and had to do all of that walking and your clothes, you didn't have to worry about expenses, right? Your clothes lasted 40 years on and on. And your feet, we know how these ankles, I do anyway, they swell and whatever. And that never happened to them because God was, he was really merciful to them. He was really merciful to them. But as merciful as he was, they were too busy complaining about things that they should have been thankful for. Should have been thankful for, but they were busy complaining. We can be the same way today. The Lord loved the Israelites so much that he brought them out of slavery, out of suffering. He loved them. And it's with us today. God loves each of us. I think of an example. This is about me. I said not only me, but other people in the car with me, you know. And we were on the Dan Ryan. And you know the Dan Ryan. If you know the Dan Ryan and all the traffic out there. The car I was driving, the brakes went out. And you think, wait a minute. Can't stop this car. I couldn't stop the car. I was just going. Couldn't stop it. Could never stop it while we were on there. And then you think about the car in the front. Oh, you was hoping, you know, your heart is just beating, you know, hoping that you won't hit the car in front of you. A car won't come up behind, whatever it is. And that lasted for a good while. Just driving, not being able to stop. And the whole side of the car just, like it was just banging up against, you know, an outside lane that we managed to get in. And it was just, it's like it was just crushing the whole side of our car, the car. And, of course, you had screams going up from people in the car because, you know, you feel like you're just about dead out here on the Dan Ryan like this. And what happened is after a while, and I don't mean a short while, but it did. It's kind of slowed down. it slowed down enough for me to go take one of those exits and get off. And believe it or not, after we got up there, I think we went to a service station, you know, whatever. But after we got there and we got out of the car and inspected the car, because we know it is totally messed up on one side, it's whatever. And do you know there wasn't a single mark, a scratch, nothing. Nothing at all. And we could have gone, well, anyway, have said that it was totally, totally messed up, but it wasn't. And so you were looking at a thankful person. We were, I tell you, those are the times, you know, you don't have to have anybody tell you to thank God, to be thankful, you know. We were truly, truly thankful, because even getting away with our life, let alone that old car, that wasn't a big concern. But being able to go through the experience and knowing that God, he had to intervene. I mean, he had to be the one to intervene. There's no way we would have gotten out of there in one piece or even living, you know, because anyone knows how the day in Ryan is, you are in trouble, I say. Even on the good days, you have problems. And so this is one of the things that happened. And in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, in verse 16 it says, be joyful always through the good times and the bad times. And the scripture says, even when you are having problems, when you're having difficulty, we ought to thank God. I mean, the scripture really say that. If you read, well, it's in the Bible, if you want to take time to look it up. Anyway, we are to pray at all, thank God at all times. Because sometimes things are good, sometimes things are bad, but you still thank God. We are to be thankful always. And here it just says, be joyful always. Verse 17, pray continually. And this is what we shouldn't have a single day to pass, that we do not take time to pray. When we want something, we pray. When we want God to do something for us, nobody has to tell us to pray, you know. So we need to pray on a daily basis. And verse 18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus, whatever the circumstances are. And I remember a while back, a sermon was given, and I'm going to try to make it as quick as I can. What happened is this sister and brother had this father who was an alcoholic, and they had prayed and prayed that God would stop him from drinking, you know, and so on. But nothing was happening. He was still drinking. So they changed it around. And they started thanking God for the fact that he was like that. He was drinking, you know. And that is the point in which he stopped drinking. He was no longer alcoholic. And they have a number of examples in there, people who were having, you know, like people have arthritis and they pray, thinking, okay, God's going to remove this. And that was not working. I remember one particular lady, so she reversed hers. She started thanking God for where she was and the way things were. And he did. He healed her, you know, so it's all possible. So as it says in Psalms 100, verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Learn to be thankful for small things as well as for big things. And a lot of the small things are truly important. You know, it's people, something huge, you know, you think, well, I need to thank God for this. But you need to thank God for those small things as well as the large things. And hopefully all of us here has really, we have taken the time to thank God for this church, for what he has given us, what he has given us. And the Lord has a plan for Israel, and he has a plan for us today. He has a plan for us today. And as the songs that we heard today, I'm forever grateful. And that should be one of the things that we keep uppermost in mind, that we are to always be grateful. We are to be grateful. And I was, I'm trying to remember. It's that particular song. Yeah, well, that was it, I think. We are forever grateful that Carol had chosen. It's not. Okay. How great. How great is our God? That is, well, we ought to be forever thankful too, you know. But I was trying to think of the one that Carol loves so much. You know, how great is our God? And this is something we can keep in our minds. How great is our God? There's nobody else greater. No one else greater. And we should be, as this song says, we are forever grateful. Okay, join me in prayer. Merciful and great God, we do thank you. We thank you, Father, for the many blessings you do bestow upon us. We thank you for your guidance, for your direction, for keeping us under your divine protection at all times. And Father in heaven, we have so much to be thankful for, so much that you have done for us. And not only the things you have done for us, the things that you will be doing for us. And Father, how you really just take care of us. And as we have said many times, that God is good all the time, and you are. And I thank you, Father in heaven, for being our heavenly Father. I thank you for us being your children. And Almighty God, the sacrifice that your Son, Jesus Christ, made for all of us, I thank you for this. And I just pray that you will help us to diligently work on developing our relationship with Jesus Christ that is pleasing to you. And we just thank you for bringing us all here safely this day. Thank you, Almighty God, for your help. And for all of the praise reports that we received, I thank you for making it possible. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.